The word of God from St. John's Gospel. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they struck him with their hands. These are your words, Holy Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The Roman soldiers mocked Jesus, calling him King of the Jews. How could this man, who seemed so insignificant, be a king? Pilate put a title above Jesus' head on the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And when the Jewish leaders objected, Pilate said, "What I have written, I have written." That title was true. Jesus is King of the Jews. But he is more than that. He is king of all, king of creation, king of the universe, the eternal king. During Holy Week, we see Jesus, the king, riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, lowly and humble. And yet, by that act, he was also claiming to be what the children and the people called him, the son of David. We're familiar with the words from St. Matthew's Gospel, "Hosanna to the son of David." But St. Mark records these words of the people, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord." 1,000 years earlier, King David made his son Solomon king of Israel. And to demonstrate that, he had Solomon ride into Jerusalem on his very own donkey, the king's donkey. And now Jesus, the ultimate and long-expected descendant of David, enters Jerusalem in the very same way and is hailed by many as the son of David, as the king who comes in the name of the Lord. We also claim Jesus as our king and our savior when we cry out, "Hosanna, Lord, save us. Hosanna in the highest." During Holy Week, we follow the events of the last days of Jesus' earthly life. It is the most important week in all of human history. The gospel writers devote 25% of their writings to this one week. In today's text, we see Jesus now whipped and slapped and despised and ridiculed by the Roman soldiers. He endured those physical pains of the beating and crown of thorns, the emotional pains of the mocking and ridicule, but even greater pains of eternal condemnation. The soldiers put on Jesus a purple robe, purple, the color of royalty, and they mocked him as though he could not be a real king. But he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yet the greatest suffering was in being stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. God draped Jesus in the filthy robe of our sinfulness, and made him into the worst sinner of all time, wearing not his own sin, but our sin, the sin of the world. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That is really why he is crucified, really why he suffered and died on the cross, for the sins of the whole world. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. With his stripes, we are healed. The title above Jesus' cross reminds us both of those who mocked Jesus and rejected him as king, and of the reality that Jesus is the king of all, our king. About 300 years ago, a Danish hymn writer named Thomas Kingo wrote a hymn about Jesus' crucifixion. And one of the stanzas is a favorite hymn here at Bethany entitled, "On My Heart Imprint Thine Image." That hymn reminds us of the title or superscription that Pilate put above Jesus' cross. The hymn prays that Jesus' image be inscribed or imprinted on our hearts so that nothing can remove it or efface it or blot it out. And then the hymn goes on with this striking phrase, "This the superscription be, Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation." With Jesus' image on our heart and that title written above it, the devil has no right to come and attack us. We are saved. We are made alive. We have hope. When we say to Jesus, "Hail, King of the Jews," it is not in mocking, but in faith and thankfulness that he has rescued us from sin, that he suffered the punishment that we deserve, and that he gives to us instead eternal life. From his death comes life, as we sang in the hymn, "Christ, the life of all the living, Christ, the death of death our foe, who thyself for me once giving to the darkest depths of woe, through thy sufferings, death, and merit, I eternal life inherit. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee." Throughout Lent, we remember Jesus' suffering. We put aside our Alleluias, and instead we sing only Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, and Hosanna, Lord save us. But with Christian hope and certainty, we look forward to celebrating our Lord's rising again on Easter Sunday, when we will sing with saints and angels in all the company of heaven, not only Hosanna, but also Alleluia, praise the Lord, to our crucified and risen Lord and Savior. And we will shout with joy, "Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." On my heart, imprint thine image, blessed Jesus, King of grace, that life's riches, cares, and pleasures have no power thee to efface. This the superscription be, "Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation." Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Amen.